I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
A huge day yesterday of sports news, and of course last night, the national championship game as LSU completes one of the most impressive seasons in college football history with team accolades, individual accolades. They finish it off with a pretty impressive victory over Clemson last night down in New Orleans. But prior to that, Rob Manfred let everybody know he is not messing around with his sign-stealing scandal with the Houston Astros. You heard the punishments, and then soon after that, the Houston Astros owner went and fired Jeff Luhnow, the general manager, and A.J. Hinch, the manager. So where do we go from here? There's a couple more guys that are out there that are going to probably feel the wrath, and one guy for sure is Red Sox manager Alex Cora. So these two teams that beat the Yankees on the way to a World Series championship in 2017 and 2018 are going to feel it for years to come because of a cheating scandal. One of the biggest cheating scandals. It's right up there in baseball history with the way this punishment came down. Good morning, Boomer. How are you?
I'm doing great, Gio. And by the way, what a college championship game last night by Joe Burrow. Five touchdown passes. You know, they had to weather the early kind of like emotion that Clemson had in the game last night. And Joe Burrow showed you why he's going to be the number one pick in the overall pick in the draft, this coming draft. And of course, Trevor Lawrence has got a lot of Patrick Mahomes in him. I just feel like that kid sees everything, feels everything on the field, and both quarterbacks were amazing last night. Just Clemson didn't have the overall roster that that LSU has, and Burrow is ridiculous, especially in the second half. So that was a great game by both those young men, by both those schools. It had a lot of pomp and circumstance like it should have had, and I felt like it lived up to its billing. I think would have liked to have had a little bit closer of a score at the end. Oh, that's good. Thank you.
Coffee spilled all
over
the
place. But it was great. Both those quarterbacks are fantastic. So start the tank for Trevor talk for next year.
Yeah, I mean,
whoever gets him, man, that kid's going to be some player in the NFL.
I hate to say anything negative about Trevor Lawrence because he's been so great, but you know, Joe Burrow outplayed him last night. This was not Trevor Lawrence's night. I mean, he hasn't lost a game in college. He's been unbelievable. So I hesitate to say that this was a bad game for him, but this obviously was not his best, and the other guy shined more. But, I mean, that's what's been going on the entire season. I mean, this LSU season, what they did, if you go back and now compare, I think people were hesitant to really talk about their complete greatness because a lot of people believe that Clemson, because they are such a formidable opponent and defending champ, and they had to do that for everybody to really go that extra mile and talk about how great LSU has been this year. But now that they have, I mean, historically, it is up there with one of the great seasons we have seen. So good for Ed Orgeron, because everybody's making fun of him, and we do too for his voice, but not for his smarts. You know, when he got hired there, people thought, oh, and he lost to what, Troy, I think, his first season there? Lost to Troy? And they're like, this guy's an idiot. How you hired him because of his Louisiana accent and blah, blah, blah. Well, he had the last laugh because he basically, you know, had one of the best teams we've seen and outcoached Dabo Sweeney last night in a national championship game, who was also recognized one of the great coaches in college sports. So, I mean, Ed Orgeron, I really, really feel good for him because there are a lot of people knocking him once that hire happened.
Well, two things. He got lucky. One, he got Joe Burrow to transfer from Ohio State to LSU because Joe Burrow didn't want to sit behind Fields. And number two, he hired Joe Brady from the Saints to become their passing game coordinator this season. And Joe Burrow and Joe Brady just took it to a whole nother level. Now, he's got great players all over the place. The one thing about Orgeron is that he recruits his ass off, and plus they put $100 million into their program. Yeah, I mean, their program is ridiculous. I mean, it is just, if you could see what it looks like down there, you'd be shocked that this is
like
what
the sleep pods,
right? Them and Clemson and Alabama and Georgia and all these schools, the SEC. I mean, when you think about like the fact that LSU's got to go through the SEC first and foremost before they get to the college football playoff. That's pretty significant. And they basically tore through that entire league. And then to hammer Oklahoma and then Clemson on back-to-back weekends, this is probably the greatest college football team ever. And their numbers
in the conversation.
Speak to that,
yeah.
Oh, without question.
Top 10 wins. In fact, you got a Heisman. Yeah, you got and 15-0 in the SEC, and you look at their victories on the way to a national championship. And then to beat Clemson in the national championship game, who hadn't lost in 2 years.
And there may be one or two patsies on there, but Alabama, Auburn, Georgia, Texas, Oklahoma, Clemson. And, I mean, they just went right through everybody. And it's quite a season, and they got a lot to be proud of. And now Joe Burrow, the question is now, will he go play in the Senior Bowl? I don't think I'd play in any games.
No.
I think I would just sit out, and I would just hang out, just go work out, maybe go work on some, quarterback stuff where, one of these quarterback gurus out there. And then just wait for the Bengals to call your name in the draft.
Yeah, we'll see.
What do you mean we'll see?
I don't know. I'm telling you, there's something about Joe Burrow that makes me think that he's going to want to think about going to a different organization, the Cincinnati Bengals.
He's going to pull an Eli?
I think that there's a chance. That's what I think. I think that a guy who is this talented, had this season, and went through the transfer stuff that he did, where he was in a place that wasn't right for him, and then he found a place that was perfect for him. And now the Cincinnati Bengals, who have had many, many years of
ineptitude.
All right, you said it. Sometimes I feel bad when I say bad things about the Bengals.
Say it. I mean, I am not.
All right,
look,
so many years of ineptitude.
I spent 10 years there. I enjoyed all 10 years when I was there.
And you were great for
that. It was exactly, what I needed, and I think Carson Palmer, for the most part, will tell you the same thing. I even think Andy Dalton would tell you the same thing, that there is a bulk of their careers, our careers, that we loved it being there.
Yeah.
And then there's always that 1 year, like Andy had this year, and Carson had his last year when he didn't want to go back, and I had my last year where you're like, I'm not doing this anymore for this franchise because they're not going to support me on the field.
So, I mean, just follow me. Sure, it's a leap, right?
Yeah.
But we haven't seen this in a while. And the fact that he's an Ohio kid, actually, I don't think helps the Bengals case, because if you're an Ohio kid that's a winner, all you've been told your entire life is how the Bengals and the Browns are losers. So that's in his head. And I just think that his story about being in a place that didn't work out for him and finding the perfect spot that did may influence him pulling an Eli. We haven't seen it in a while either.
How about Randy Moss's kid last night?
Oh, my God. That guy is humongous.
That's a guy.
He is humongous.
He's got hands and he's big. And
there was something about Randy Moss there in the crowd with the purple and the gold. And the whole thing. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's great.
I got into that.
Just being a dad, being at the game, supporting his kid. I will say, I hope Joe Burrow doesn't do that. I hope Joe Burrow sees this as an opportunity to turn around a morbid franchise and be the hero that goes there and does that, and they can build around him. Zach Taylor's an offensive coach. That's what I hope. That's what I want. I want him to be accepting of the way that the NFL runs things. I hate when people pick and choose where they want to go. When you get to your second or third contract, that's a different story. All of us had to be subjected to the draft.
Yeah.
And I'm sorry, that's why I didn't like when John Elway did it when I was in college. I said, he doesn't want to go play for the Colts. I'll play for the Colts.
Yeah.
And then, of course, when the Colts left, I said, I don't want to play for them anymore because, they left Baltimore, which is like the hotbed of Maryland. So I just don't like that. I didn't like when Eli did it.
Me neither.
His brother went to Indianapolis, for God's sake.
Yeah. And the Senior Bowl thing, I think, will be interesting. Now, he doesn't have to go to the Senior Bowl.
I can't imagine him going.
But here's the thing that you have to keep an eye on. So Zach Taylor is the head coach of the Bengals. He's going to coach the Senior Bowl where Joe Burrow would go.
Right.
If Joe Burrow went there, don't you think that Zach Taylor would want to, put in some of the
100%,
principles
yes,
of the
of
offense
course.
While he's there?
Yes.
So if Joe Burrow is committed and is as prepared and is as good as he is, if he's 100% committed to the Bengals, I would think that he would want to get a jump start and say, fine, I wouldn't normally go to the Senior Bowl, but because Zach Taylor's there and I'm going to be a Bengal, why not get a head start? Because I want to start in my rookie season because I'm 23 already, whatever. If he doesn't go and he says, Zach, I'm sorry, I'll see you in training camp, and maybe I won't see you at all, I think that might be a sign of something.
Well, we'll see. Let's hope it doesn't happen. I want to see him go to Cincinnati and be the reason they turn that whole thing around. That's the way I looked at it when I went there. I know that's the way that Carson Palmer looked at it when he went
Baker
there.
Baker Mayfield with the Browns.
Right. Go and accept the, but he's not Baker Mayfield. You know, he doesn't have that personality.
Yeah, he's
got an A-type personality. Don't get me wrong, but I think it's a much more disciplined personality than Baker Mayfield. All right, so this whole thing with Rob Manfred in Major League Baseball. You know, we talked about this about a month ago, and I told you they were going to come down hard on these guys. And I felt like it was bounty gate for the Saints. You know, when it was announced that Roger Goodell was going to suspend Sean Payton for a year and he was going to lose $7.5 million, you were like, I was like, wow, that's unbelievable. I can't believe that. I thought maybe a mild fine, maybe a couple loss of draft picks. I never thought that their head coach would be suspended. Now, the Saints, unlike the Astros, they don't really care. Okay, but we want him back. Jim Crane yesterday said, you know what? We don't want Hinch and we don't want Lunau back. They're gone. Now, this brings me to Carlos Beltran. He was right there in the middle of this whole thing with Alex Cora. And Rob Manfred, like I thought he would stay away from the players because he doesn't want to get involved with the union. You know, and he wants to hold management accountable. This also shows that A.J. Hinch, you know, does not run his dugout, has no power over the players. The players were doing this. He knew they were doing this. He didn't like it, but he didn't tell them to stop it. And it goes to show you, like, when Mickey Callaway was here, A.J. Hinch there, I'm sure Aaron Boone here. Like, these guys don't control the dugout. They don't control the locker room.
Well,
no, they're just noise. They're just noise to the players. The players don't care.
I also think that A.J. Hinch is saying, wow, this is working. I know it's wrong, but oh, my goodness.
The other thing that this does now, this has to act as a deterrent for other teams and other coaches and other players and managers and GMs because, you know what, I don't know where A.J. Hinch and Jeff Luhnow are going to ever end up back in baseball
again. No, absolutely not.
Because this now tells everybody around the league, you do something like this, we catch you. We're going to nail your ass to the ground and you're going to lose your job.
Well, apparently Jeff Luhnow is not liked amongst his peers in Major League Baseball to begin with. Other GMs can't stand him. I don't know so much about A.J. Hinch. And A.J. Hinch made himself look like an ass.
I don't care if you like him or you don't
like
him.
No, but my point is that you're talking about, is he going to get back into Major League Baseball? If he's already a disliked guy and now this is on his resume, it's going to be very tough for him to get a job. Now, A.J. Hinch, I don't know if people feel the same way about him, but boy, did he make himself look foolish when after he said, remember after the playoffs or during the playoffs with the whistling thing, he was like, how dare you come to us and quit, you know, and clean up your own stoop before you come make accusations at us. Boy, does he look like an ass this morning.
He does look like an ass. And now Cora is going to get hammered because he was a part of the 17 and the 18 Red Sox. And both, you know, he is just going to get laid out. I could see a lifetime ban. I could see a 5-year ban, something really, really significant. And his partner in crime down in Houston was Carlos Beltran. They're the ones that put this whole thing together. And the Mets have now hired a manager that is stained with this whole thing.
Yeah.
And I don't care what anybody says. You know, this is what happens when you have a rookie general manager hiring an ex-player that basically has never been a manager before and you don't do your due diligence, and now he's got this stain all over him as well.
All right, so Carlos Beltran was the only player named. Now, why do you think that was? Was that because he was more involved than the other players?
I think he's totally right there with Cora.
Was he named because...
He and Cora are buddies.
No, I think that he was named because he's not playing anymore and no longer protected by the Players Association.
Okay, that's a good point.
So a name was thrown out there where they don't have to deal with the Players Association. So if you're telling me, in reading the report, it said, you know, players including Carlos Beltran, you know, discussed about how they were going to do this. Now, if there's more in that report that says that Carlos Beltran was a ringleader in this, and this would not have happened if Carlos Beltran didn't say something, then that's a little bit different. But the way I looked at it was Beltran was named, I think, maybe one, because The Athletic had reported it already, so it wasn't like a surprise, and two, he's not playing anymore. So I don't know now if you're going to do that. And the thing that sucks for the Mets is not only the PR they got to deal with, but now they're in a situation where Major League Baseball didn't deal with Carlos Beltran. Now it's up to them to deal with it if they choose to or not. And their two choices are, one, they're going to keep him as the manager, and they got to deal with the nonsense the entire year, or two, they got to fire the guy that they just put in charge of their organization, who was a good Met for them, who they are excited about, who they did not hire guys like Joe Girardi to hire Carlos Beltran, and now you're taking three steps back in your organization because you got to find a manager in the middle of January.
I can tell you that this whole Houston thing in 2017 may have cost Joe Girardi his job, may have forced the Yankees to go out and sign Giancarlo Stanton. You just never know how all this stuff is going to be affected and who's going to be affected by it and how decisions are made because of lost series.
Yeah,
and I guarantee you the Yankees are pissed over this.
Well, of course.
Pissed over this, not only this, but because it's the Red Sox and the Astros, and it's at the highest levels in terms of the games themselves.
The Yankees had great teams that year.
Division series, World Series, regular season games, division wins. I mean, you name it. And Cora is all in the middle of it. And Beltran, who worked for the Yankees last year, was in the middle of it down in Houston. And I'm wondering, did they say to Carlos when they signed him as the manager, are you going to bring some of those things that you guys did in Houston, so we can win some games here? I mean, like, you think that was a question?
Yeah, I don't know.
This is another example of a novice general manager hiring a manager without doing due diligence and realizing that this was coming.
Yeah, now Carlos Beltran also did lie, apparently, to us about this, and then probably said something else to investigators because investigators didn't say that he wasn't culpable or said that he wasn't a part of it. Remember what he told all of us in the media was that, there was the computer and that's how we did it and we got some advantages that way. I didn't know anything.
He was banging on a garbage can.
Yeah, I know, but he didn't say, when asked directly about the camera, he said, I knew nothing about the camera, and then obviously changed his tune when he was behind closed doors with investigators.
And let me tell you something, Cora better have told the exact truth of what the hell was going on here, because I'm literally his career is hanging in the balance, and he is going to get hammered, and I got to believe that the Red Sox are going to fire him too.
Well, that's a lock, because what the Astros did yesterday basically provided a blueprint for Alex Cora. But what's interesting here and what makes Carlos Beltran different is he's the only player named. So now if you are to believe that the Mets have to fire him because he's involved with this, then you also have to believe that the other players that were directly involved with this, we need to seek them out and punishment has to be for them too. But if it's just Carlos Beltran, because he's now a manager of a different team that we have to see him punished, and he was a player just like those other guys, why do they get to get away with it scot-free and be able to play and make all their money, and then Carlos Beltran has to get fired just because he got a managerial job?
Yeah, I think so. I think,
I don't think that's fair.
Well, whatever. You can go back and do whatever you want to the players. They're not going to mess with the players. They're just not going to.
Well, this is what I'm saying.
And the whole thing is in Rob Manfred's report, it also says that this thing was player-driven and that A.J. Hinch had no control over this. He could have said no, but who cares? Like, the thing about it is you get into these locker rooms and these on the football field, and everything's Neanderthal. Everything is about winning and getting an edge and whatever it takes, the win at all cost attitude, which that's what Spygate was all about. That's what the Flategate's all about. That's what Bountygate's all about. That's what, this stuff is all about. It's all about people going to the nth degree to get an edge somehow, some way, that when you get on the field of play, you have a distinct advantage over the other team. And that's why everybody reacts like this, and this is why the commissioners react like this. This is why they have to protect, the integrity of the game. And they're not going to take away the World Series championships. They're not going to take away batting titles. They're not going to take away home run hitting titles. They may not put guys in the Hall of Fame, but those numbers are all going to stand. They're all going to stay. And I just think that, the reason that Carlos Beltran's name is in this thing is because that's Cora's best friend. These are the two that concocted this whole thing.
But we don't know that for a fact. That's not in the report. I mean, that's not in the report. He was part of it. We know that,
Did you hear Cora talking about Carlos Beltran?
Okay, but that doesn't mean...
They're buddies. They're best buddies.
Listen, and guilt by association isn't something that is necessarily fair.
So Cora's going to
get... He was a part of it, but I don't know that he was more of a part of it than these other players.
Who
we don't know that.
Who do you think was banging on the garbage can?
All the players were, and the video guy back there, too. I mean, all these guys were involved. What I just don't... Rob Manfred came down hard. I was happy to see that with the organization and these guys are in charge. Because, of course, when something like this happens, you're going to go to the top. But if you're just going to run away from the Players Association because you don't want this thing to drag out or whatever and you don't want to go in litigation, I mean, that's not all that strong. And now we're going to single out Carlos Beltran because he's older than these other guys and retired?
Think about this.
So these other players are just going to just... These guys who could have been just as involved, if not more involved, are never going to get their names out there. I mean, we know who was on the team, but there could be guys that are more involved. They're never going to have any sort of penalty against them.
Do you think Altuve knew the pitch that Chapman was throwing?
I don't know.
I think he did.
That wasn't 2017. We're talking about 2017. So, I mean, it's different. So, I don't know. I mean, this is – we got to go facts here and exactly what we do know.
So, now everywhere Carlos Beltran goes for an interview, it's all going to be about this. You know, it's not going to be about the baseball team. It's going to be about, all right, so what did you do? What happened here now? I mean, maybe initially.
It's the Mets put themselves in this position by hiring a guy who was in this spot, that's for sure. But also Major League Baseball not naming Carlos Beltran in the report and then not doing anything about it has now squarely put the onus on the Mets to do something about it or not, which I don't know. Like, it's to me, that was sort of... If you're going to name a player, name all the players, right? Like, the only reason that Rob Manfred's protecting the players is he's afraid of the Players Association?
I think he's afraid of the Players Association.
So what's the point?
He said the thing in his report, he said it was player-driven, meaning the
but
entire
we're
going to
let them walk and get away with it? That's what I don't understand. So it's all player-driven. We're going to fire this guy. We're going to fire that guy. This guy's suspended for a year, but we're not even going to name these guys outside of Carlos Beltran, who's not playing anymore.
I told you that Rob Manfred has control over the coaches, the front offices of these teams, and he doesn't have to deal with the union.
Right. Okay.
That's basically what it comes down to.
Yeah, so he didn't want to deal with the union. Is that being afraid of him?
I don't know if you want to say that that's being afraid of him or that's just, you know, not opening Pandora's box. I don't know.
I mean, if it's player driven and then we're not naming any active players, you got to give me another reason other than the Players Association that you're doing that.
Well, that's probably the reason why.
Okay. All right. So then
I'm telling you that, you know, look, I all I know is that Beltran's implicated in the middle of all this.
I wonder if there was any banging going on.
Too much. Bang. Too much banging.
I'll tell you what, if I were Joe Girardi, I'd be pissed. He might have lost a job over this thing. You know, maybe they don't sign Stanton if they win that series. You know, who knows what decisions were made because these games were lost? Who knows what players were adversely affected? That's one of the reasons why this whole thing came out in the first place.
Yeah, Mike Fiers.
Right. You know, and I'm sure Mike Fiers probably had an axe to grind with somebody in the organization for the Astros. So he basically, you know, became the poison pill that Major League Baseball needed to get deeper into all this stuff. But I'm not shocked that these penalties are this severe. I'm not shocked that Luhnow and AJ Hinch were fired. And I don't think this is the end of it. I don't.
Well, we know it's not the end of it because Alex Cora is up next. And Beltran's not going to be disciplined by Major League Baseball. It's already been out there, but Alex Cora is up next.
And the amazing thing about the whole Alex Cora thing is that it came after the initial warnings.
Right.
About the belief that there was something going on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And Rob Manfred put out a statement to all member clubs about stuff like this. And remember, the Red Sox also had the Apple Watch situation.
Well, yeah. Well, that's why that statement was out there. That was September of 2017. And Manfred said then, if anybody's caught cheating electronically, there's going to be major punishment for it. And we saw it. We saw it yesterday.
Well, we saw it yesterday. Now, what is the punishment after that statement was put out to all the Major League Baseball teams, which is the 2018 Red Sox
season. Well, I mean, Alex Cora is going to lose his job. I mean, so that's ultimately what's going to happen. Now, you're going to tell me that he's suspended for a year, 2 years, whatever.
No way.
He's not going to have a job with the Red Sox. It's not going to happen. Because if Hinch is gone like that, I mean, it's over for Alex Cora. All right.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.